It's Marto and Margo. It's 7:13. Blue bets 4-point half-time early payout. It's available on NRL games in rounds 1 to 4. T's and C's apply. I think we've gone past round 4. I'm better look at that.
Bloody oath, yeah.
I've got Dobbo on the line. Wants to talk some footy.
Weekend sports wrap. Dobbo, how are you, mate?
Dobbo?
When you're ready.
Push the button.
Yeah, Jamie. Round 8. So we're already double 4. Look, guys, 70 points to 12 last night. The Melbourne Storm beat the New Zealand Warriors. I mean, seriously, the divide in the rugby league competition at the moment between the top 8 teams and the bottom 8 teams has never been wider, and it's evident for everybody to see. Melbourne Storm, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Marta, can you remember 70 points being scored by one team ever in
rugby
league?
That's an anomaly, though. Surely that's not indicative of the rest of the season.
I went to bed at 16 to 10, though, winning, and woke up at 70. It was incredible, mate. But they're that good, aren't they, because of their spine.
Yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. And look, if you see the teams that are improving, they're all being coached really, really well. Like the Sharks with Craig Fitzgibbon, Todd Payton at the Cowboys. You saw what the Melbourne Storm do under Craig Bellamy. Ivan Cleary, what he's doing every single week at the Panthers. These guys have grown their teams. Ryan Papenhuyzen, Jerome Hughes, they went to the Melbourne Storm and they were fringe players. Make no mistakes, they were not even thought about to be first graders, and now they're the biggest names because they're being coached and they're being coached well.
Dobbo, Xavier Coates, Broncos didn't want him. How many tries? No. Remind me how many he scored last night.
I don't actually know. He
got
four. A few.
It
four.
Was four.
Yeah, he was unbelievable, wasn't he? And look, that you can see the improvement. There's a reason they re-signed him. It's a quick turnaround, though, for a lot of teams. I mean, we it's now Tuesday. We've got football on Thursday at Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos are obviously playing the Sharks, and this will be a real test. I don't think Payne Haas plays. A short turnaround with the shoulder injury, it's a day-by-day thing. He'll try and train today. He's getting a lot of rehab. But if they're smart with this short turnaround, they don't play him.
Does that knock their confidence, Dobbo? Because they're obviously coming off the back of that win on Friday night. But the Sharks look good.
Sharks are unbelievable. And Margo, we all saw that game. Brisbane played well for 20 minutes, and it wasn't a team win. It was individual brilliance that got them over the line. Yes, they beat the Bulldogs 34 points to 14, but it didn't mask some of the problems. So I hope that Kevin Walters can take some of that confidence of the last 20 minutes, because the rest of it was ugly. Mm. It was dreadful. If they can take that confidence, it's a really, really tough task against a Shark side that is obviously in the top 4 at the moment and playing full of confidence.
Dobbo, you're saying the Broncos at the moment are on the same points as the team that's coming 8th. So they're still in it, but you're saying their class isn't quite there?
Yeah, but their form against is terrible, Marto. They're 39 points under.
What I would say at the moment is that Penrith, Melbourne, Parramatta, Cronulla, the Roosters, Manly, North Queensland are a lock to the top 8. And there's a battle for the other. And
seventh,
now,
so there's a battle between about 5 teams for 7th and 8th.
Yep. So Brisbane just want to be the top of that blowout. But that's as good as they're going to be. At the moment, they're not there. I think St George are playing better than them. I think there's an argument to say that South Sydney are playing better than them. Yeah. But, you know, they've got to improve and they've got to coach. Anybody who saw Friday night against the Bulldogs would not be full of confidence about how they're going to go against the Sharks. But plenty of things have happened, guys. It's rugby league.
Hey, mate, can we just go Munster? I know everyone's going. He's definitely going to the Redcliffe Dolphins. It appears not, or is this just all gamesmanship by the chairman of the or the CEO of the Storm going, nah, we're not letting you have him for next year?
Well, they might not let him have him for next year, and the Dolphins have said that they're happy for him to wait till 2024. But the bottom line is, if they wanted to keep Cameron Munster, they wouldn't have offered him $850,000 when he's being offered $1.2 million somewhere else. This is a clear indication that they don't want to pay him the money that he wants. Now, he can get that at the Dolphins. Wayne Bennett's come out. He will wash out his contract and take him next year. Mm. I think they'd probably offer him even more. Melbourne have had some issues with Cameron Munster in the past. There's no two ways about it. And they've clearly got some players on the move. They're bigger than one player. They might say this at the moment. Well, let's watch this space. I think Wayne wouldn't be coming out putting the pressure on if he didn't feel confident that he was going to get
it. So they're most likely trying to squeeze another $100,000, $200,000 out of the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah, to get a bit more. And they're comfortable with him. The whole game plan has shifted. I mean, there's Harry Grant, Jerome Hughes, Ryan Papenhuyzen, Xavier Coates, their whole way they play is different. I know Cameron Munster's got individual brilliance, but he's not a one-trick pony.
Dobbo, we'll see you this afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour from 4 o'clock. Bet Australian, bet with Bluey. Download the True Blue brand new Bluebet app from the App Store now. This is Triple M Breakfast.